The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said to him, 'Do you want us to go pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until the harvest.' Then the harvest came time, and I say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. In the field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and are evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace. There will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Reflecting on the readings today, I was thinking of way back when, in the first grade, I was learning to read. Today, they probably learn at the first birthday. I don't know. But the teacher began with a series of cards and posters. A is for apple. B is for ball. C is for cookie or celery. D is for dog. And then we work through so hard to learn the sounds. Apple. B, ball. C, cookie. D, dog. And once we learn to make the right sound to the right letter, we were able to sound out combinations of letters that formed words. And we were reading. A wonderful new world of story and expression and learning was now open to us. Think about how far we've come since See John Run. That was the height back there of great literature. And then there were numbers. First, we had to recognize the numerals 1 through 10, represented by the number of apples or cookies or pennies. And then we moved on with the help of pie tins and pizza slices to fractions. And the next time you marvel at the balancing of your checkbook, stop and remember that it all began with 10 apples. And now, remember the first time you met your spouse. Maybe it was a chance meeting with a simple hello, a few awkward words might have been exchanged in you till you finally got enough courage to ask her out. Or you said yes to a tortured invitation. And somehow, in God's good time, the two of you connected. A relationship began and blossomed. Well, none of us here will ever forget this pandemic. It's been a time of fear and anxiety, of confusion and frustration. And many of our lives stopped or took strange, unexpected turns. We've learned to do without. We've learned to adapt. And most important of all, we've learned to depend on one another. We walked some treacherous grounds these past few months, and we're just starting to get our bearings now again. But whatever the new normal will be, whatever it'll be like in the next few weeks and months ahead, many of us will begin to live our lives again, perhaps with a little more gratitude, a little more patience, and a little more humility. The great events of life, moments of life, Begin with small things. From simple beginnings and basic principles, life's greatest accomplishments and journey come to be. Humanity's dream of peace, community, and justice are realized first in the simple, basic, and small acts of goodness and generosity offered by individuals like you and me. Today, Jesus invites us to embrace the simplicity of mustard seed faith. The ability to see the potential in the smallest of things, and to have the courage and the patience to unlock that potential. He calls us to realize the potential of the gospel yeast, to let the grace of God transform the flour and water of our lives into the bread of hope, of forgiveness, of justice and peace.